Oh. Hey guys, welcome to our commentary for the second episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The episode's going to start any minute now. So before we start, Justin, Pete, what did you guys think of the first episode and what are you looking forward to in episode two?
I really liked it. I thought they got the writing was pretty good, better than expected. The performances I'm hoping will develop as it goes on.
I also loved it. I want more flying cars and more fighting.
I want fewer flying cars and more conversation. So Pete and I are sort of at odds, I think, when it comes to this.
You're definitely at loggerheads, I would say.
Yeah, you could say
So for those of you guys who are tuning in for the first time, basically you have to watch this, the commercial version. We're going to let you know when to start watching it, when to turn it on, when to press play on the podcast. Actually, that doesn't make any sense because, well, I guess press play on the episode. You already press play on the podcast, right? So we're mostly, for the most part, not going to talk while it's on. Maybe we'll do some hilarious quips while it's happening. But for the most part, we'll talk when the commercial's on, and that's pretty much it. Right?
Yeah.
Dudes?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's right now there's a bunch of commercials on.
Oh, man.
Big thing to talk about. There's maybe going to be a stinger at the end, Marvel style, like the movies.
A sting, sting, stinger?
Just like the movies. Rumor is it's Nick Fury. What do you guys think? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I hope it's someone else. I hope it's Hank Pym or maybe Robert Downey Jr. or Galactus. Could be anybody.
Or the Hulk.
Could be the Hulk.
Could be Thor.
No, I think
could
that,
be Groot.
It could be Groot. Probably Groot. That would make sense. Maybe they're just going to show the whole new Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah, the stinger is literally the entire movie of Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think that's an exciting. That's exciting. To potentially see that.
And I think the screen just went off.
We have lost the screen for a moment.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to turn it back on again with the remote. This will hopefully be edited out.
Yep. Things are going real well.
Beep, beep, beep. Here, it'll start in a minute, I'm confident.
I'm going to plug the volume in, you guys.
Great choice. I think this is definitely some sort of... Oh, good. Okay. We're only missing another commercial.
I hope you guys are ready to listen to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, we are a podcast, so it makes sense.
Oh.
Probably start now.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely some flying car. Here we go. All right. It's like coming in late to a movie. Oh, man.
That's called in media res.
Yeah. In the classic S.H.I.E.L.D. uniform of red dress.
Imagine what you'll do with our resources.
I am. That's exactly what I'm imagining during this trial. You brought me on for risk assessment? She's a risk. She doesn't think like us.
Exactly.
Agent Coulson told us the news. What a wonderful surprise. Isn't it, Fitz?
Yeah.
No, it's wonderful. You must be very excited. Yeah. We should leave school.
So many brown hairs.
There's two kids on this bus who aren't clear for combat. You're adding a third.
At least Fitzsimmons are trained S.H.I.E.L.D. scientists. But Sky? You said this was a select team, assembled to work new cases, to protect people. I don't see how letting some hackers have it.
What's the projection I haven't already anticipated?
I'm calling this, but your file will be on record. We've been called into before. We all know what that means.
Yes, we do. It means we don't know what that means.
Officially, yes. And everyone will know Command Station, but we call him the boss. We find it best to use shorthand when in the field. But everything has to be just so, you know, because of the danger.
Yeah, I've been up here before, but I didn't see much because of the bag. That agent worked over my head.
Yes, so sorry about that. Walter?
Wheels up in two. Lock it or lose it.
What's that mean? They're backing out now. That's my vote for our guest.
Oh, yeah, there's only one left in this right next to mine.
Romance.
Say that again.
Say what again?
Say it right.
I had a little goodwill from Director Fury when I got hit right before the Battle of New York.
You took a boy?
Ish. And his guardian stabbed me through the heart with a Chitauri scepter. The effect was similar. Got a few weeks R&R, and this plane had it completely refurbished. Studs up. Spared no expense.
Yeah, Agent Ward told me to send you to Tahiti.
It's a magical place.
You mentioned that.
Here. Here's a coaster. And buckle up.
I don't know where we're going.
Peru. That's where the AOA-4 was reported.
And an AOA-4 is...
an object of unknown origin. Kind of like you. Team goes in, determines if it's useful or if it poses a threat. The last one turned out to be pretty interesting.
And what was the last one?
It was a different hammer. It was just a regular hammer.
Good shadow.
Amazing. It's every data stream. What do we got here, guys?
Well, Dad, if I
nice to cross track. Where's your sidearm?
If I need a gun, I'll take one.
All right. For that, I was looking with the cavalry.
Don't ever call me that.
Apologies. I've heard the stories. What went down in Bahrain? About you in action? You know, it was smart, Colton, to pull you out of retirement. It's nice to have a trusted friend who has your back. Should have taken more guns.
Oh man, it's the Incan army. The ancient legends of the hidden temple, Olmec army, I think, is arriving there. Wow, so that's the first act. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like those cops were at the right place at the right time there. I mean, what was that? Just hanging out in bushes?
Cops?
Yeah, they were there, obviously, you know, Incan cops.
They were
right, ancient Incan cops.
Right, yeah.
That.
Yeah, they just finished running the marathon.
Totally.
Clear as day.
Let's talk about some of the stuff here. There's certainly like some setting the plate, you know, things that are reminding you of the first episode. But there's the resurrection of Coulson, right?
Yeah.
He uses the exact same phrase he uses last episode. He says, it's a magical place.
So is it Asgard?
Was it Asgard? Was it magic? Is he a robot?
I mean, my guess was that he's a robot. But the way he talks about it, I mean, he keeps saying the word magic. So like... Were we going to, what is that?
Maybe Doctor Strange did something?
Well, maybe.
Well, it would be kind of weird if he said this, it was a technological place.
Yeah. Yeah, Tahiti, it is robots. And so am I. So much geek baiting in this, like, there was a hammer. I was injured in the Battle of New York. You were shot? Ish. Chitara, that's so much of that. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think it's okay. You know, with the second episode of a TV show, what you're trying to do is remind everybody of what they liked about the first episode, right?
Yeah.
And kind of reiterate it, say the same thing again. That's what reiterating is. Sometimes you say it four times in a row.
I know, you're reiterating your point.
Yeah.
And is that dude doing a Stellan Skarsgård impression? I don't from the
oh
door?
The guy in the Incan temple.
Yeah,
totally.
He was like, "Remember me? I'm sort of like that actor that you might like." Yeah.
Was it weird? Get me Stellan Skarsgård.
Get Not me available? A Skarsgård.
All right, any Skarsgård will do.
Was it weird that he was talking about the plane so much? I was like, why do we need to know about the?
Hey, when you get a nice vehicle, you're going to brag about it too.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like this baby? Yeah, I had to refurbish.
Hey, you like this? It's a 1979 Ford Taurus.
I mean, I think, okay, so we had the cold open, right, where the plane is kind of exploding and they're being sucked out. I think that's the reason, right? So that later it could be like, I just got this refurbished.
Yeah. Don't touch Lola, use a coaster. He's a real persnickety bastard.
Yep.
That's how robots are, though.
Or like magical dudes.
Maybe he's an elf? Is that what you're...
I was actually going to say, maybe he's an elf.
Huh.
Maybe he is dwarf.
Excuse me? Dwarf?
Dwarf. I don't know. I'm trying to think
Did
of other magical...
Did you mean dwarf
on golf?
Tim Conway?
Yeah, like dwarf dwarf on golf. Dwarf.
Oh, great. A lot of great... So I can talk about references. S.H.I.E.L.D. can make as many references as they want, and we will as well.
Yeah, there we go.
But I'm interested. What is this technology? I find the guy that uses the little airplanes, the tiny airplanes that fly around and take pictures. I hope don't have to see that every episode.
That's just weird, right? Like he's standing right there. Why can't he just look at it?
Just
Why
use
is
your
he
eyes.
A robot? Yeah.
Use your eyes. Here we go. Oh no.
Nope.
Once upon a time in Wonderland.
Man, you should be some kind of announcer or something with that.
I would watch
that
show.
Delivery.
Oh, look, it's...
Speaking of heroes...
What's he doing? No, he's from Lost.
Oh, Lost, right.
It's Saeed from Lost is in... Yeah, Naveen Andrews. Thank you, Alex. Here we go. Perfect. Oh, good, another brown-haired woman.
I was in Syria.
Gunfire. Keep working. I'm on my way.
Oh, you know? Awkward.
Do you mind?
After you.
That wasn't a proper hello.
Is it Linda May? Is it Grant Ward? This is Comandante Camilla Reyes. She's with the Policía Militar de Peru. We just worked together back in the day. Let the team know everything's okay.
I know you found a strange object on Peruvian soil. We should have a conversation about how to proceed.
Of course. But an only force that precedes all national claims.
You look good.
Yeah, we're okay.
Come, let me show you something.
Yeah. Police Academy.
A live one?
It has a functioning power source.
Sleepy's working radionuclides, but they don't match any known isotope.
I did some coral matches, but even then they seem to shift. Is that even possible?
It depends on the shifting of the temporal radio stuff.
Jeez.
The cacao's from the secret valley in Peru. Very special. The best chocolate in the world.
Could use some sugar.
Americans.
You know me, Camilla. I'm a pretty simple guy.
There was nothing simple about your last mission here.
I had some great help.
There isn't any chance we get to keep the device, is there?
It's not mine to give, but I'm sure we can find a way to resolve this respectfully in a way that gives you... Stay close, on my six. Sounds like they're using the drones. Let's go. They're coming for us. Move!
Nope,
no.
It's
not us, do this.
We need to take
what gets
there
right for. There's no time. But to have a fluctuating power core, the frequency will be about 10x or less.
That's a bad idea.
Oh, shit. That wouldn't work on Dorf. Stay quiet back there.
The war plans.
Hey, it's Lola.
Refs.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
Oh, they're going to be turned into 1,000 Hulks.
Yeah.
So, can we talk about the big moment that happened to this act that I got pretty excited about? Mm-hmm. So Coulson has a romantic interest.
Yep.
Her name is Camilla Reyes. I thought for a second it was Cecilia Reyes from X-Men, whose power is having a very thin force field and that she's a doctor.
Yeah, I think the doctor's the real power there.
Yeah.
I mean, good health coverage is what anyone wants.
Right, Obamacare.
Yep.
Hashtag.
Did you guys catch that in the gunfire someone yelled Internet Cafe? Did you hear that? It's a pretty big moment.
Really?
They yelled that.
Yep. What?
Like where's the nearest one, you think?
Yeah, I think that's what they were talking about.
Well, maybe they had to check their AOL account.
Yeah, did anybody answer that guy? Where they're like, when he shouted, "Where's the nearest internet cafe?"
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Like, make a left at the tree.
That was a pretty cool gunfight, though. That was like some nice moving around.
Yeah, I think that was fun. I love the stinger at the end with Ward doing whatever the fancy thing was. I don't know how much gunfire I need to see at a show called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though. I want to
see them
use
shields. Well, yeah. See them blocking the gun.
Yeah, I want to see them using shields, swords, and riding on horses.
Ah,
yeah.
I see. Oh, well, this is the wrong show for you. You should try out Hercules: The Legendary Journeys from the early 90s.
What's that?
Oh, it's a show a lot like this, but with Kevin Sorbo.
Oh.
He went to Tahiti.
Now,
it's magical.
Let's talk about Coulson's romantic interests a little bit. Something that is still unresolved from Avengers. Whatever happened with Coulson and that cellist that he wanted to visit? Was it Seattle or Portland?
Yeah, that was a weird thing that always seemed like it was going to mean something else. And then
it was
going to
pay off.
Yeah.
That it was he was going to visit the cellist, but it was a Loki and drag.
I mean, we all have our different ideas, conspiracy theories. That was going to be some sort of big reference to something else. And that never was. And this, I feel like the way that scene felt is that Coulson has a woman in every port.
Yeah.
That he like just flies
totally.
Around the
We're
going to
see this joke,
them.
I think, going a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty much every episode, there's going to be some sort of lady that Coulson has a history with or somebody that he has a history with.
He has sort of a creepy vibe to me when it comes to girls.
He has a creepy vibe in general, right? Yeah. There's something like a little off about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why everybody sees him as a pleasant everyman, because there's something about his delivery that I think is a little robotic, and that's the reason everybody thinks he's an LMD or he's Vision, either way.
Yeah, or as we decided earlier, some sort of dwarf. Pete, how did you like the stick shoot thing in the air?
I got to get one of those. It's pretty sweet.
It doesn't work on short people.
Yeah. If you were there... Pete, would you have said, where does he get those wonderful toys?
Yes. I don't think that would have even affected you, Pete.
But did you notice that
5'2",
she
right?
touched the maybe bad girl touched one of the flying robots. I think she planted something on that thing.
Oh, you think so? No. Oh, I think he was just like, don't put them in the right slots. They're my toys.
Yeah. So what do you think is going on with this technology at this point? They said it was Tesseract.
Yeah,
Tesseract, Hydra. What did they say? Tesseract, Hydra, Captain America, gamma radiation. I believe is literally the string of words they said. Those words.
Yeah,
which is just like, oh, you just had a Marvel stroke. just had a series of crazy Marvel words.
Why don't you just
words.
Say Avengers instead of naming?
I'm smelling Wolverine's beer.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what that means at all.
I'm not sure.
That means nothing to me. So. No.
It's clearly the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. equivalent of reverse the dilithium crystals.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you mean don't cross the streams?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back. Oh, Tesseract.
There it is.
I know you didn't want to see combat. I apologize for that. Do you need anything else before I go check on the device fueled by evil that's sitting in our cargo hold? This was fun.
What?
Well, congratulations, Agent Ward. You managed to string three words together in a sentence.
Is everyone all right?
Banged up and alive.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Well, we lost a lot of men.
We'll make sure the rest of you get home safe.
Are we safe? I'm afraid we're not. There's a PNP airfield in Iquitos. It's a short distance.
We'll run as fast as we can for a shield containment facility. There's no safer place for us to go.
Sir, if I may, you got anything to drink around here?
Upstairs. I think you'll find it quite comfortable up there.
I expect the grand tour.
I know you do.
What?
That
does
means
that
sex.
Mean? Are you a robot?
Because I've been feeling like the tag-along hazy rookie, but now I get the sense that Ward doesn't know which one's Simmons and which one's Fitz, and they've seen even less gunfire than me, and I'm no rocket scientist, but is this your first mission together?
No, of course not. It's our second.
What was your first? That's sweet.
You're amused?
I'm terrified. I mean, way over my head, but I've been on this team just as long as any of you. I might as well be team captain. Joking. Maybe that's not a bad idea because these guys do not like each other much.
This isn't about that. I'm a specialist. Today I could have eliminated the enemy threat myself if I was working alone.
But I had non-combat ready agents.
You work alone.
So typical. You even designed your equipment.
Oh, the polymers for your weaponry?
Yeah, what should I have to do with your bad bombs?
See, then proving the point I just made.
You're not wrong. We still need to iron out the kinks. But Ward, you can speak six languages. Simmons, you have two PhDs in fields I can't pronounce. And Fitz, you are a rocket scientist. So work it out.
I'm good, step two.
I wanted her to sing a song right now. Can she do that?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Plasma with an inverse population of energy levels.
A laser?
A ray of
to terajoules. See the amplifier. We're lucky the drones didn't trigger while we were taking electromagnetic readings. This is a weapon, powerful enough.
Enough to melt through 50 feet of solid rock to bury itself. Imagine what it could do to a person.
Yeah, or an airplane. For example.
Hunger Games?
Matterhorn. One of 100 books my SO gave me that I'm just going to run to. SO, supervising officer.
Got it. Hackers have Lego too, but I'll pick yours up. I feel like you and me, wrong foot. Can I buy you a drink? What I said before, when I said the uprising was, whatever I said, a good thing, I don't want you to think I'm oblivious. What I was talking about was the tweets.
Tweets? You trying to make things better or worse?
Peruvians have organized for the first time in decades. Thousands of suffering people who never met, uniting over a common idea. It's mind-blowing. And we don't want to bring it up because I don't want to see your hate face, but that's what the Rising Tide is all about.
Okay.
Usually, one person doesn't have the solution, but 100 people with 1% of the solution, that'll get it done. I think that's beautiful. Pieces solving a puzzle.
It's crowdsourcing.
The puzzle of my heart.
I've never been in a war zone during a war till today. It's crazy. Have you seen that a lot? Did you get shot?
Skin deep. Nothing to worry about.
You got shot. Did that help protecting us?
Said don't worry about it.
Well, no wonder you were so pissed.
I wasn't pissed. I was trained to be the whole solution. To eliminate variables. And today, they keep adding up.
What training?
We've entered restricted airspace, so we have to follow certain flight paths. Regulation. This plane is capable of fully automated flight, but may have to be on a stick or something.
You kind of SO, may have got to be on a stick. Lots of good lingo on this plane.
Yeah. We just can't seem to understand each other.
Ooh!
Walkie-talkie response. 1936. Poland. You only made 20, I think. Still works.
I forgot you're such a sentimentalist, Philip. Romanticizing history, huh?
Yeah, most of it's glued down. There was an elegance to things back then.
There, we agree.
With everything around us changing so quickly, it doesn't hurt to have a few touchstones to the past. Reminds me what's important.
The last thing I want to do is relive days gone by. A few nights, maybe.
Oh. I see what you're doing.
That means sex.
I am reminiscing. This plane is such a step up from the RV we used to work out of when we were stationed in Cusco.
I don't remember much working. I also don't remember you being this direct.
Uh-oh.
To eliminate May from the equation to have a chance, which gives him about 20 seconds to get to her first. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Oh, gonna have twist. A plane fight.
What?
Gonna they're have not, a plane
they're
fight.
They're gonna somehow have to learn to act together as a team to overcome this obstacle.
I don't know about that.
They're going to have to work individually to beat these bad guys.
Yeah, and then we'll have like six different TV shows.
There you go. Grant Warren, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Sky, whatever.
That was I like that little turn. Good. I think that was fun.
That they were the bad guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess not totally unexpected, given that we had three separate factions and we have no idea what anybody wants.
That's true. I want to know what all those bandana-clad rebels want.
Well, were the bandana-clad rebels working with these generic gorillas? That's what.
Or
I
were
know.
They the bandana guys, the good guys, and these are the bad guys?
Traditionally, a bandana is usually what a villain wears. So
I don't know. If that's
true. What I call a clue.
I don't know why you hate bandanas so much.
I don't know. Ask people that robbed trains.
Wow. That's really going
okay,
back.
Because they would put really bandanas over their
did
mouths.
You have a, did you have a train that got robbed?
Yeah. My father was a train.
Wow.
And he got robbed.
Was your dad Thomas the train?
Yep. My wow. dad's name was Thomas. Good memory, Pete.
Oh.
Did you know that or were you just saying that?
Because just...
my dad's name was Thomas and my middle name is Thomas. And I'm half train.
Wow.
Now, what else did we find out in this act? We found out that...
Sky likes to just... be intimate and like
she likes to stare at her hula girl and
yeah and I'll tell you what, I do really want to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the musical now. I think that would be awesome. I know it's only been one and maybe a half episodes, but I
what
think
are
it could
we
be...
gonna do, we got a Tesseract Gamma Marvel thing.
Awesome.
I don't know if I'm gonna hire you to write the music.
Oh, I'll just sing it then.
Great.
Tesseract One.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah,
good.
Act one.
Yeah. Yeah, like act one.
Tesseract three.
Tesseract four.
What a great Tesseractor. I feel like the Ward guy, he's a little, this, when he was like, yeah, I know English, duck, run, almost got us killed. I was like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a
well,
little...
he, Grant Ward seems the most stereotypical, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah.
He's also the guy who's like, English to Fitz or Simmons or whoever.
Say it in English, you
jeez,
know. The
for
same,
the audience.
The same joke we've heard for 100 times.
Yeah. So I'm not totally crazy about him, and I guess they're trying to set up a romance between him and Sky because they're different and whatever.
But, you know, I think they have a strong connection. They both have brown hair like everyone else in this show.
Yeah.
There you go. You have brown hair. I have brown hair. Let's have brown hair together.
Yeah.
And then a huge twist at the end of the season, they have a blonde-haired baby.
Wow.
And they're like,
divorce.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, recessive genes. So we were talking about how things tend to repeat in a second episode. First episode, we got Extremis. Extremis? Extremis.
Extremis, I believe, is it?
Right, from Iron Man 3. This... I keep wanting to say issue, but this episode, we get Tesseract from the Avengers. So, you know, we're getting a lot of, like, repetitious stuff. I'm excited to see when it starts breaking out and creating its own things.
Well, and let's hope that this gadget ends up being something sort of cool. Because I don't think it's going to be just a bomb, like they keep saying. I think it's going to be something
it's a laser.
More interesting. Yeah, like
Oh, and we're back to the bus. Let's do this.
You've heard of the cavalry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everyone in the cavalry. called you never to call me that.
Oh, we should get up and how did we get up there?
We can't go through the door. They're bolted tied to the pressurization lines. Would you enjoy us as a brother?
Oh, maybe they are going to work together.
Huh.
Take a breath. You don't need to come up with the whole solution. Just part, right?
Yeah. Pieces all in a puzzle.
I love you.
You knew this was a weapon all along.
But you got to it first. I had to play nice. Yes, also, for once, I'm actually ahead of you. My country commissioned that weapon decades ago. After the fall of Hydra, many scientists followed their Nazi friends to hide in this side of the world.
German engineering.
The weapon was lost during the clash in the jungle until today. With it, we'll end the rebel uprising and finally stabilize my country.
We rule your country.
You stay in your borders, I'll stay in mine.
Those borders are disappearing. Aliens descended on New York, remember? They don't care whose colors you wear, they just care who's in the way. We should be working together, not fighting.
Well, that's kind of the best idea we've had yet, but it could work.
Raise and kill us in that we land regardless. Blame our umbrellas. This way we have a fighting chance. I'll take it. It's yours.
We can't get upstairs without going in the lab.
And the only way to get the lab doors is from upstairs. The first thing is protecting the cargo door, so unless you can sustain.
What the hell was that?
Arrest.
Whoa, she's like a robot too. Oh. 18.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Blue
now
skies.
We're back at the beginning of the episode.
Yep. Everything tied back together, definitely tied up in a different way than we thought it started originally. which of course is the use of in media res.
Okay, tiny British guy, what should we do? I could get my helicopters and maybe fly them around a little, I guess. Should I just fly the helicopters up?
Scottish?
Scottish.
He's Scottish.
Yeah, let's not be racist, Justin.
Yeah, man.
I have a very limited understanding of the world.
Right. His name is Fitz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you even know which one is Fitz and which one is Simmons.
Oh, I know, but I think that's...
Aged Grant Ward.
All I got to say is the Calvary is amazing.
Yeah, Melinda May?
Yeah.
Are you a big Melinda May fan now? Is that what's
going on? I am now. I mean, come on. That was unbelievable.
Because she broke her wrist or whatever?
She's the most badass. I mean, they tell stories about her. That's how badass she is.
They tell stories?
Yeah.
You like her because she doesn't say anything, and she's just like, what are you guys talking about? Can we drive this truck into something?
I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Fly your little helicopters wherever you want.
I hope that is not their solution for everything.
Helicopters?
The tiny little helicopters, yeah.
Well, it's the closest thing to a superpower we have. And Miley Cyrus-style singing.
What? Well, what about Grant Ward's boomstick?
I mean, that was cool.
Yeah,
that was pretty
cool.
He
only had one of those.
And we also got to see... Wait, I don't remember whether this was this act or the last act. We got to see the Iron Man 3 manipulating the hologram technology thing.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's crazy that they spend so much money to put that stuff in movies, and then they do it, and they can just put it on TV, and it's fine.
Well, it was probably expensive here, too.
Yeah, but I bet they could encounter dinosaurs, and you'd be like, Jurassic Park looks stupid.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
You're really breaking it down. Yeah. You're breaking down
the I'm just trying to say Jurassic Park is stupid.
Hey, wow. Come on, watch your mouth there.
That's a classic.
Jurassic Park 3 is the only good Jurassic Park movie, as we have learned over watching this episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Now, I think Jurassic Park 2, where the girl saved the day by using trees as uneven bars, was the real standout.
Really? You don't think Jurassic Park 1, where the girl saved the day by knowing a Unix system, she knows this?
Yeah.
Was the perfect ending?
Well, I mean, focus on Jeff Goldblum. Kate, let me put a little droplet on your hand, and now you see, if I put a second droplet, it goes down a different path. That's my science.
Yeah, that was great, but you're going to need two more amazing characters like that to make it onto SNL.
Well, thank you. Well, that's one. Yeah, put it in the bank. I got about a year to come up with two more. And that's a relevant impression, I think.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum. Oh, it's back on.
Nope.
What do you think for resolution here?
Resolution?
Yeah.
I think they're going to win.
Okay, good. Did the magic box fly out the door, the window?
The magic rocks?
The Tesseract box? Did that
fly? Oh, the Tesseract. No, that just shot stuff.
Yeah, I think
they'll be able to bring
still,
it back.
Yeah.
It's going to go in whatever Ark of the Covenant vault that S.H.I.E.L.D. has.
Oh, yeah.
If I know my Whedon, though, all this stuff is going to come back at the end of the season. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
I feel like it might all add up to be one gadget.
Oh, you think so?
Like a Voltron thing.
I was thinking a little more. Did you watch Fringe?
Nope.
Oh, there was a whole season where they were putting together a big device.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a VCR.
Yep.
Which was cool.
There you go. And Walter Bishop, because he was so old, didn't know how to set the timer on. This is a joke for me and Justin.
Hey, I love Fringe. And so does maybe one other person.
Yep. Me.
Yeah, there's a hoot.
There you go. That's two of us. I think they're going to win. What do you think, Pete?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they're going to win.
It's just a question if they're going to, throw his ex-love interest in jail or kill her or throw her out the...
They probably won't kill her. Last week we learned that a regular household object like a car could fly. You think we're going to learn that a blender can float or a bathtub?
Oh, I don't know.
A bathtub washes you.
What if the plane can drive?
Oh, wow.
That would be pretty cool. Oh, and it's back up.
did he tie him up? Pete is in love. This is a well-made raft. It's a well-crafted raft. Classified.
A scratch? Your plane's totaled. I hope Shield insurance covers hijackings.
Sure. Under incidentals.
What exactly am I signing up for?
Like I said, front row seats are the craziest show on earth.
Yeah, but I didn't expect the show to get this crazy, this fast, off for an object just gonna destroy.
Slingshot is protocol. A weapon like the 084 is too dangerous for any person or country to have. People like Reyes would always be after it.
What happened with Reyes anyway?
She's being held at a Shield detainment facility. I expect the Peruvian government will negotiate for her release. She probably won't spend much time in jail.
No, I mean, what happened with you and Reyes? You guys totally did it back in the day, right?
That's classified.
Ha. Level 8.
Looks like Sky might end up as more than just a consultant. Despite our reservations. She could turn into a solid asset. With some serious work.
Well, if she wants to be a field agent, she'll need a supervising officer. Someone disciplined. Someone good.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I bet.
Just to clarify, you were talking about me. Right.
We blew up a plane.
I have a near experience.
Yeah, Professor Vaughn.
You have a near
experience, but it was new for all of us.
They're happy.
Hey, come on, you guys don't want to miss this. So it'll take about 180 days to reach the sun. Now, yes, of course, it would have been faster if they'd used hydrogen fuel they can use, but they're having fun.
How many of those have you guys had?
Scott, it's important when you feel to unwind from hydrogen.
Yeah, especially after a hard day when everyone almost died.
Which doesn't happen every day, right? It's an anomaly, an irregularity. Not the norm.
Speaking of not the norm, whose idea was it to blow a hole in the planet?
May said that the doors were tied to the pressurization, so I thought...
So we thought it was the only way to release them.
It was everyone's idea, sir.
That's quite genius, really.
Nice work.
Oh, time for blast off. Launching in 3, 2... The trajectory will take it beyond the ground point so that it doesn't hit our shore.
Yeah, and I haven't been any coronal mass ejection, so it shouldn't be as touching.
Guys, English.
They might do a next episode.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's going to be a little bit of a stinger, so we're going to leave it off. But let's talk about that. I think I was pretty much right about my Sky going bad thing.
Yeah, Sky has an open source phone, and she looks like she's going to go bad with it.
Yep, and she's definitely going to stay bad forever.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely won't be an ongoing conflict throughout the season.
Nope, she's not going to be conflicted about it. She'll be like, I'm going to take these guys down. I think that's pretty good. So they shot the Tesseract weapon into space. Is that...
Into the sun, I believe.
Really?
No, they just shot it into space, they said.
No, I thought they said into the sun. If you can't just shoot into space, then someone can get it.
Yeah, you can't shoot all of your problems into the sun, Justin.
It's worked for me so far. It's been highly expensive.
Yeah.
But nobody knows.
Yeah, that's why they started Virgin Galactic.
Well, I mean, you were kind of right. I mean, space is just kind of like that big locker in the sky there where they can keep all their stuff that nobody can get at, you know?
That famous Isaac Asimov quote, space is just a big locker in the sky.
That was actually his fourth rule of robotics.
Yeah, I believe that's true. Oh, great
stuff.
Oh,
boy. Well, that's not going to come back to bite them, right? I mean, I think the tease there is we're going to see an episode set in space at some point.
That's maybe. That would be cool.
Maybe they'll plug all the Guardians of the Galaxy
Maybe they'll visit the blue area of the moon.
Oh, wow. Where the Watcher is?
The Watcher, and I was also thinking Inhumans.
Inhumans, yeah.
Yeah, Inhumans.
That would
be pretty sweet.
A lot of buddies up there.
First off, I mean, we got, you know, that inflatable raft. You don't make them like that anymore. That's a classic.
Here's the thing. Gosh. That's what Sky... They all have PhDs and stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Sky has, like, whitewater rafting smarts.
Right. She has a life experience.
Exactly. She read the pamphlet.
Yeah.
Know where your exits are, guys.
That's exactly true. Know where the raft is and know that it will hold. Yeah.
I will say this was not the best. Everybody on the team using all of their strengths all at the same time. I've ever seen in my entire life. No.
I don't know. The guy was fighting, which is his thing. The dude used his
helicopters.
Was
Simmons used his helicopters, yeah.
Yeah. And then Fitz.
Something.
Yeah. She detached the cable at the right time.
Sky got hit in the face with the instructions on how to use the raft.
Right.
So
it's a good way to jog the memory.
Yep. And then Coulson knew how to hold on and to charm a woman.
Yep. And he knew how to tie knots.
Exactly.
The best skill that you can learn in S.H.I.E.L.D. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah. So, Pete, on your I'm going to ask Melinda May to marry me meter, how high is it?
I mean, she's pretty badass. I mean, she's the best thing about the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She is your number one agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. What a way.
You've changed.
Like I said, I'm in the minority on this, guys?
Yeah.
No. I like her just fine. I want to learn more about her character.
You want to learn more. I like Sky.
You like Sky?
What?
Really?
Yeah. The traitor?
Yeah, I mean, I don't... I mean, we'll see how her blog goes.
Don't,
yeah.
You don't trust the woman's on the cell phone.
Don't turn
that
it
much.
Off.
Hold on. He can't hear you.
Okay, wait. Oh, put it back in.
Breaking Bad.
Just like you found it. So don't have Fitzsimmons go and make modifications like a damn fish tank.
Yes, sir.
And the new girl. She's a risk.
I know, sir.
You know, sir. How's Lola?
She's fine, sir. Thanks for asking.
Talk to me about her, Dari.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Great. Hold on. Next episode. Next episode. Next episode. Next episode. Oh. Oh, nope. Major League Baseball. I guess they're playing a baseball game next week.
Yep pretty much. So cool. There was the much-anticipated Nick Fury stinger right there at the end.
Yeah.
Man,
definitely, they used his appearance fee well.
Super well. I bet they had 4 minutes to shoot that.
Probably.
Samuel Jackson was like, okay, I have to... I have about 10 minutes before I'm going to go to my sandwich gets here. Yeah, I'll shoot a scene for the show.
That sounds good. I'm wearing the costume anyway.
Yeah, this is how I dress. Just move the eye patch from my one eye to the other eye, and then I'll be Nick Fury. Yeah, not a lot of information there. It was fun, though. It was fun.
Yeah, that's cool. And yeah. I'm looking forward to like little stingers like that at the end. I think that'll be cool.
Zingers and stingers.
It would be,
you think they're going to do it every episode?
They said every episode there's going to be something after the credits.
I love it.
Every episode, Nick Fury is going to show up and make some dumb jokes about fish tanks.
That or somebody won't get else. Old.
So very quickly, before we wrap up here, what did you guys think about this second episode?
Solid.
Really?
As a rock?
I like the first episode better. This one seemed more formulaic to me. And the same, the characters I like the characters I continue to not like.
But you like the character that's bad.
Yeah, but you don't know. Pete, the series, it seems like he's going to sort of orient around her decisions. So that's cool.
You like the fact that she's texting an evil person?
Hey,
and they're
texted a dumb text. Maybe she's going to regret it. I'm sure you have. Like, she's going to be like, I'm in. I'm sorry, I'm out. I don't know what I'm doing. She drunk dialed. we'll see. I thought it was a little that scene where Melinda, is that her name? Melinda May?
Yeah.
She was like, someone's going to need to be her supervising officer. And he was like, yeah, I'll be her sex-versizing officer. I mean,
he's like, I'll do it. Yeah, so, that was a little ridiculous.
It's like I said, I think, you know, you have a second episode. You're kind of treading the water a little bit. You're trying to remind people that heard about the show last week and missed it but are maybe tuning in for the second week. So I think third week, next week, is the one where we're really going to see what the show is going to become, and I'm excited to see it.
That's cool, and I'm looking forward to the baseball game that they play.
There you go. All right, guys, tune in next week. Also, check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com, for the podcast and more, and we'll see you next week for our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. commentary. Thanks for sticking around.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.